Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lots of stuff going on around Central Virginia this weekend. Let's see. Hold on. Let me just check the weather again. 87 is the high tomorrow. 90 is the high on Sunday. Lots of sun. So it's not going to be crazy hot. But my old pal, Dave Saunders, is with Madison in Maine, and he's kind of done a deep dive on some things to do this weekend. And most of them, are they indoor or outdoor? I was trying to figure out what you're looking at.
Yeah. Hey, good morning, John.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm glad to have you here.
It's music, man. Indoors
okay.
and outdoors this week.
Good. All right.
Greetings from Seattle, where it's 5 o'clock in the morning.
No way. We got you up that early. What are you doing out there?
Well, I strapped on my jetpack, and then I decided to fly up to Washington State. Now, we're going to take a cruise north to Alaska.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's
on my bucket list. Crazy prices, last-minute decision. I just strapped on the jetpack, and I said, I'm going to fly across the country. Unfortunately, I got spotted by some American Airlines pilots on the way, but that's okay. it's crazy. This whole state is kind of nuts.
Washington State is crazy. My sister lived out in Seattle and finally had to leave because it was just too much. But let me just tell you, not to eat up all of our time, I had no interest in visiting Alaska. I was like, why would I pay to get on a boat and go someplace where it's cold? And then I did it, and it was one of my favorite trips. Oh, wow, it was beautiful. So I think you're in for a real adventure and a treat.
Looking forward to it, but missing a great weekend back home because lots of music tonight. Jesus Christ Superstar tonight runs all weekend at the Altria Theater. Tonight they got a show at 8. They got Sunday shows in the afternoon, 2 and 8, and also 2 shows on Sunday. Big Broadway production coming in off Broadway to the Altria Theater. That's a good one. A really cool, high-quality show coming in. And then on Saturday, a really cool event. If you love reggae music, which I do, they have the second annual Caribbean Heritage Festival. It's going to be outside 11 to 6 at Dory Park. And in Enrico there, they've got their food, like I said, lots and lots of musical performance. And it's presented by the Adopt Haiti Project. That's a free event, so go check it out.
Okay.
And then tomorrow night, one of my favorite bands, I've mentioned them before, Good Shot Judy, on the lawn out at New Kent Winery. The event starts at 6 o'clock, so the temps ought to be pretty good. Those guys play a lot of great tunes, jump around. It's always a big crowd when they come out to New Kent. Good wine as well out there. Mm-hmm. Tickets for that are $10. And you've been out to New Kent. They got a beautiful lawn out there. It's a great music venue. And then sticking with the alcohol theme, Three Crosses Distillery, small distillery out there in Powhatan. They've got the John Featherton Band, 5 o'clock Saturday. Three Crosses, great little distillery, wonderful owners. I've met them. For this one, that's a free event. You can do the tastings and everything else, but you need to bring a lawn chair with you.
For that.
All right?
It's funny you mentioned Three Crosses because we went someplace, Alonzo and I were someplace, and I looked over. I was like, where did he go? And, boy, he was over smooth-talking probably your friends who own the place. He's like, if I know somebody who owns a distillery, I need to become friends with them. I was like, okay, that's kind of shady, but they were super nice. So, anyway, I'm glad to hear that.
They are super nice, and they've got some good product, and they make some good product out there. Inside Saturday night is the Prince Project Band. Prince is dead, but, the tribute bands are still around. At the National, Saturday night, 8 o'clock, Prince and the Revolution Tribute Band. I saw some footage of these guys. It's pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. The show and the lights and everything else, it's kind of like watching Prince there at the National. That ought to be pretty cool. Tickets for that are $30, but I think it's worth it, especially if you're a Prince fan.
Well, you remember Prince came, I think it was his last tour, came to Richmond, and the first night was at the Altria Theater, right? I think it was still called the Landmark Theater at that time, you know, after they changed the debacle of changing the name from the Mosque to the Landmark. And Carrie Abbott, who was the meteorologist at Channel 8, was so excited to go see Prince. Oh, my God, we had to, you know, we pulled every string we could to find her ticket, and we still had to buy it, right? So she goes to it, and Prince gets up on the stage and says, "Yeah, we're so glad to be in Richmond," or as we call it, rehearsal. And boy, the next morning, I told Carrie, I was like, "Oh, how was Prince? Were you so excited? You know, we were so glad we got you a ticket." She's like, "To hell with that guy! You know, he insulted us 30 seconds into the show, man." So I think it's still a great concert, but come on. So, whenever I hear Prince in Richmond, that's what I think of.
There you go. Hopefully, this show will be a little bit better and a lot smaller crowd, but. There's also, I found that on Sunday, there's a really cool music venue off of, or on Quiaquison over there called the Tin Pan. They've been getting some cool acts in there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Sunday night, they have a U2 cover band that is based in Charlotte, North Carolina, called Bullet the Blue Sky. And these guys will be over there. And they do a U2 tribute over there. So a little bit of nostalgia. Got all kinds of different music this weekend. Sunday events are a little thin, but
That's a pretty good list, Dave. And I'm almost feeling like Jeff Katz's wife Heidi put you up to this because you know it's weird. Jeff is all about politics and everything, but Heidi, almost every night of the week, it seems like she's going to a concert. I'm like, wow, she is a music fiend. She just loves this stuff. So
absolutely. You know,
we're going to print this out and send it over to Jeff and his wife because maybe he's just found something to do for this weekend. Hey, Dave, enjoy the time out in Seattle and especially the trip to Alaska. I'll tell you real quick, when I did the Alaska cruise, I went on a glacier hike. And, you know, because I didn't want to just sit on the ship and look out the window. I was like, I got to get out and climb some things and do some stuff. And they said, don't take selfies. We'll take pictures at the end. But please focus. It's pretty dangerous out here. Don't take selfies. So that lasted for me for about an hour. And then I was like, damn, listen, you know, I got to take a selfie. This looks amazing. I was walking on the glacier, Dave. This is a warning to you. And I pulled out my phone and kept walking, and I found myself in a hole, and thank God I caught myself because the thing was 100 feet deep and I had stepped right into it. And
wow,
that could have been the end of John Reed. Boom, right there over a selfie on a glacier, you know, because they have these crevices that just go hundreds of feet. Yeah, I was scared the heck out of me. So be caught, but that's my word of caution for your trip to Alaska.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, you know, but I had to repack because, you know, I think Dancer Mars or something is like 76 in Juneau. And I'm like, really? I'm going to walk on a glacier? You know, the thing's melting? Right. I get to see global warming in action right here on the trip. This is going to be great.
We'll be curious to hear the report back. Dave Saunders from Madison and Maine, thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.